That is good news for Vikings fans. We're certainly familiar with our guest right now. Chris Cluey has spent 8 years in Minnesota, signed with the Raiders a couple of months ago, and is currently promoting this new book that he wrote titled Beautifully Unique Sparkle Ponies. Where'd you come up with that title?
Well, the letter that I originally wrote had some choice phrases in it that probably not, you know, good for television. And I used one of the censored versions instead, which was Beautifully Unique Sparkle Ponies.
I flipped through it here. Haven't had a chance to read it yet. You cover a lot of ground. Mm-hmm. Gun control, mm-hmm. gay marriage, religion, death, libertarianism. Mm-hmm. Basically everything that most people avoid at cocktail parties yep. and around the dinner table. Why do you enjoy going there so much?
Because those are the interesting topics. I mean, that's what defines us as a society, how we view these topics and how we react to them. And really, the fact is right now in our society, you know, we value certain things more than others. And if we look at it from a historical perspective, the path that leads to is very well trodden. And you know the results. You know, civilization has 100% failure rate.
Do you enjoy being incendiary?
I don't know that I enjoy being incendiary, but I like talking about interesting stuff. And to me, this is interesting because this is the world that we live in.
Is anything off limits?
I don't talk about my teammates or the team because that's, a lot of the publishers wanted me to do kind of the, you know, football autobiography tell-all thing. And I was like, well, first off, I'm still playing football, so I don't want to write that. And second off, that's the book everyone writes. I would like to write something different.
I'm sure they think that you would write it differently, though.
Possibly, yes, but this is the one I wanted to write because it's more, these were some topics that I felt strongly about, and, you know, I just wanted to share them with other people.
So it's interesting you bring up your teammates there. How does your outspokenness play in the locker room? How do they respond to that?
It's actually been fine because when I'm in the locker room, when I'm at the practice field, I'm 100% focused on football. I'm only there for football because that's my job. And I'm never going to start a conversation with someone, but if guys come up to me and want to talk about something, I'm more than happy to talk with them because, you know, that shows that they want to talk about something. But I'm not going to put it in their face. And I think, you know, my teammates have always respected that because I respect, you know, what they're there to do, which is to play football.
Do you think that any of this played a role in the Vikings letting you go?
I honestly don't know, just because I haven't been, you know, I'm not in those meetings between coaches and GMs and what is said. Really, all I can do is rely on what I've done over the years, which
is... What do you think?
What do I think? I think I've been a very good punter, and I'm hoping to punt well for the Raiders and show that I can still play in the NFL.
Do you think that the Raiders are maybe a better fit for you? A relatively liberal part of Northern California?
I don't know about that. I mean, like, really it's about just going out and punting well and contributing to the team and essentially doing what the coaches want me to do, which is what I've always tried to do.
I'm curious to know how your conversations with PR directors go. has the Raiders PR director taken you aside and said...
Essentially just keep them in the loop, you know, make them aware of what's going on, which is not an unreasonable request. I mean, that's something that the team, you know, would like to know about things that are happening, and I understand that, and you know that's what I try to do.
You're obviously very passionate about a number of different topics. Are you still as passionate about football as you once were?
Oh, of course. That's when I say when I'm at the facility 100% focused on football, that's not a lie, because if you're not 100% focused on playing football when you're there, you're not going to be in the league for very long. And, you know, I'd like to think that after 8 years, I've figured somewhat how the business works, and really you know you just have to be there and be focused on your job.
So we know your takes, your strong opinions on mm-hmm. football, on politics, things like that. What about the league? What is the state of the league right now, in your opinion? Do you
Ooh.
Think it... Because there's a lot of talk right now about it having an image problem with right. the off-season arrests mm-hmm. and things of that nature. Do you think it has one?
I don't think it necessarily has one, because that's always been a problem during the offseason. We saw, before we broke camp with the Raiders, you know, the NFL made sure we were aware of a chart that said the most arrests happen during this month of July when guys aren't with their teams. And they do a very good job of making players aware that there are issues out there and you need to be cognizant of that. But it's up to guys if they want to listen or not.
So one way you can stay out of trouble?
Yep. Read the book.
There you go. I was going to say write a book. But yeah, what an easier way to do it yes. might just be to sit down and read a book. Beautifully Unique Sparkle Ponies, with a Punters or People Too t-shirt on the back, just for Rich Eisen.
Of course.
I'm sure he appreciates
it. Had to put it in.
Chris Cluey, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.